The Story of Mirth and Mars. The mystery about Duke Sandfield, or at least part of it, has been cleared up. We know now that the suave gambler's real name is Sandfield Malone, and that he went to college with Jack Arnold. Sandfield's courtliness and charm had never seemed right for a man of his calling, but it was not until Jack recognized him that this discrepancy was explained. Sandfield is on his way to Mexico City. He has severed all connections with the Duffy Gang. In just a moment, we'll listen to today's episode in the story of Mirth and Mars. It's nearly 2 o'clock in the morning. Sandfield Malone has just left Mirth's apartment. And as we come in, Jack Arnold, Mirth, and Marge are talking about his visit. Let's listen.
What a small world this is. Good old Stan.
And just to think that for weeks we've been mixed up with racketeers, and the notorious Duke Sandfield turns out to be someone who went to college with you.
Certainly is a handsome man, Mr. Arnold. Doesn't seem like a racketeer.
Oh, he isn't, Margie. He's just a gambler.
When I knew Sandfield Malone back in the old days, he was a great fellow. Always a gentleman. Girls were crazy about him.
I'll bet.
After he graduated, he married some girl in Boston, and I heard later that she put him on the rocks.
Well, did you know his family, Jack?
No, I didn't. But, you know, he was sort of an idol to us younger fellows.
Well, what happened to him after he left college?
Well, I never heard. Completely dropped out of sight. Oh, I did hear that he went abroad for a while, mm-hmm. But outside of a few references in the newspapers about what a great football player he was, I never heard anything further about him.
Just think, now he's a racketeer.
Oh, no, Margie. Not when he gets to Mexico. Well,
I'm certainly glad to have had that talk with him.
Well, you certainly did reminisce. But you still didn't find out anything about him or what he was doing all through the war years. And you didn't try to find out anything about Spike Duffy either.
Well, Mert, we didn't talk about that because I think Spike Duffy is really a closed issue as far as Sam is concerned. He wouldn't have told me anything about him anyway.
But I would have liked to have learned something about him. Jack, he asked me if I'd answer if he wrote to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you?
I think so. I think his letters might be quite interesting. He's very intelligent.
Well, he certainly is handsome.
Well.
Oh, Jack, we're dying to hear all about what happened at the jail. We haven't had time to look at the newspapers. I bet it was exciting.
Well, there was no real trouble. Of course, all the guards were warned to watch every move the prisoners made.
Mm-hmm.
When Bill Houston and the rest of his boys were taken from their cells, chances are those who were in on the plan knew something was up. But at any rate, they weren't able to get word to the gang outside.
Well, how'd you get Pete and Bellin and the rest of the bunch?
Well, every possible avenue of escape was covered. Anyone who approached from the outside was taken into custody. Every prisoner was guarded, and they even had someone covering the guards. We took no chances.
Sure.
What was the use of that, Mr. Arnold, when Houston and his men were already on their way to Atlanta?
Well, that was in case some of the other prisoners were in on the escape plan.
Well, what do you mean, Jay?
Well, you see, whenever there is a jailbreak, there's generally someone else taken into the scheme to carry through the plan.
Oh.
Sometimes there are two or three guards involved. 9 times out of 10, some stool pigeon tipped off the plan. But in this case, there wasn't a false move made from the inside.
Well, you didn't tell us how you got Belden and Pete.
Well, the boys got Pete, but they didn't get Belden. Somebody else got him.
What do you mean, Jack?
Well, let me tell you first how they got Pete. Well, as I told you, the streets were guarded all around the jail.
Mm-hmm.
We knew any getaway would have to be handled by automobile. Well, the first ones they nabbed were 3 men in a car loaded with guns. Well, that was all the excuse the boys needed.
Sure.
The next car had 2 men in it, Pete and a fellow named Jake.
Jake?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was the name of the fellow Houston had with him the night they took me to the Red Rooster. The one who tied me up.
No, they were also heavily armed, so they were all taken to headquarters. Meantime, the chief and I were on the way to the Red Rooster to see if we could round up Belden.
Mm.
And as we got to the head of the alley, we saw a cluster of people. Somebody had been shot.
Oh,
no.
Uh-huh, we couldn't identify the body, so the chief left some men on guard, and we went into the Red Rooster to ask a few questions. We found that the Red Rooster and 3 or 4 of Houston's other places had been sold to a man named Tim Pony.
Uh-huh.
The deals had been closed through Belden. Well, Tim Pony came out in the alley and identified the body there as that of Belden.
Belden was dead?
Yep, very dead.
Oh.
We questioned Pete and the rest of the bunch for a couple of hours, but we got nothing out of them. When we told them about Belden's death, they didn't seem a bit surprised, but when we told him we'd found a one-way ticket to Miami in Belden's pocket, Pete opened up.
Mm-hmm.
He said that Belden was probably running out on him, that he had all of Houston's papers and the receipts for the sale of the places the gang owned. They were supposed to be in a suitcase he was carrying. Well, after that, they closed up like clams.
I wonder who killed Belden.
Probably one of his own gang. He got wise to the double cross.
Jack, where are you going to wear that feather?
What do you mean?
Well, you said it'd be a feather in your cap if you rounded up the Duffy outfit with the Houston bunch. You know, the Duffys were tipped off about the jailbreak.
Yeah, but they were too smart to join the little fray tonight.
Didn't any of them show up?
Mm-mm. No. At 10 o'clock, we went to the Sandhill Club, and Spike Duffy was there playing a little blackjack.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody we questioned said he hadn't been out of the place all evening. In fact, they were all dripping with alibis.
Well, what about Sandhill?
Well, we questioned Spike Duffy. He told us that Sandhill wasn't with him anymore and that we'd find him at his hotel. Well, I knew he was supposed to see you after the show, so I came over.
It's funny you didn't even mention anything about it to him tonight when you saw him. You didn't even question him.
Well, there wouldn't have been any answers tonight, tomorrow, or ever, Mert. Men like Sandhill never talk.
Do you think the police will find out who killed Belden?
Oh, they'll try, Margie, but it's probably just the old case of somebody double-crossing somebody else. In gangland, it's an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Mm. We can all give a sigh of relief now, at least for a while. We've got the Houston gang.
Yeah, now I suppose you'll go to work on the Duffys.
Mm-hmm. That'll be our next job. There's some raids set up for this week. Spike Duffy's place is first on the list.
Suppose they don't give you any trouble.
But they will later. Just as soon as this whole affair dies down in the public's mind, Spike Duffy will pick up where he left off. Mm-hmm.
Say, do you suppose Spike Duffy will keep looking for Jimmy?
Yeah, well, I hardly think so, Myrtle. Jimmy will be on his way to California in the morning. I've given him a letter of introduction to a man in San Francisco who has a big garage there.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy told me he used to be a mechanic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He can take an automobile apart and put it together again.
And if he stays out of trouble, he may amount to something yet.
I doubt it.
How's he going to live until he gets a job?
Well, I'll give him enough to carry him along for a while, Marty. And then I'm afraid he'll have to make his own way.
Well, he better change his name. We don't want to know his address this time.
Oh, but Myrtle, I'll have to let Mother know about him once in a while. She'd worry so.
Oh, yeah, I guess she would.
Yeah.
Mothers are funny that way. I suppose you and I'll have to send him a little money once in a while, too.
Oh, not you, Myrtle.
Well, I'd be willing to send him an allowance to keep him out of New York so he wouldn't bother you, dear.
Well, girls, I'm really going to have to be running along. I got a big day ahead of me tomorrow. We'll put those fellows on the grill and make short work of them. The chief will padlock the Red Rooster and about a dozen other joints on the list, including Spike Duffy's place. Be a red-letter day for City Hall.
Oh, leave the newspapers here, will you, Jack?
Mm-hmm.
Margie and I want to read all about tonight's excitement.
Well, certainly do.
Here they are.
Thanks. Oh, Jack, I suppose you'll try to find out who killed Belden.
Yes, but, Mert, there are some more important things on hand right now.
Well, won't you try to find out what became of Houston's record and papers he had in that suitcase?
Oh, but definitely. That'll be our first move.
Well, good luck to you.
Just think, Mr. Arnold. Myrtle and I can sleep peacefully tonight and not dream of gangsters and know that Jimmy isn't going to make a lot of trouble for us for a long time.
Well, I'm sure he won't bother you tonight, though. He's locked up. I'll have him call you from the station tomorrow morning.
Good night, Jack. Will we see you tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. I'll give you a ring. And maybe we'll celebrate tomorrow night.
That's swell.
How about a little impromptu party someplace?
Oh, where we can dance and hear music?
Wonderful.
Perhaps, little girl.
Well, good night, Mr. Arnold.
Night, Mr. Arnold. Well, dear, here we are. Just you and me alone once more.
Oh, don't forget Jackie. Poor little doggy. He's limped ever since that awful Belden kicked him.
No, Belden will never kick anything again. He's dead.
And I'm glad. Come here, Jackie. Come on, Margie. Up here, there.
An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth.
What'd you say, Myrtle?
Oh, just thinking, dear.
No secrets for me, you know.
No secrets. I'm just wondering if the police will ever find out who killed Harry Duffy.
I wonder, too. Wonder if they'll ever find out who killed Belden.
I think I know, Margie.
So do I, Myrtle. Mr. Arnold said in gangland, it's an eye for an eye.
A tooth for a tooth, a gangster for a gangster. Oh, I'm so glad Sandfield's going to Mexico.
Myrtle, do you think Mr. Sandfield is leaving for Mexico because he really wants to go straight, as you said, or...
I know what you're thinking, Margie. Or because he knows about both Harry Duffy and Belden.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Wonder why Mr. Arnold doesn't try to stop him from leaving.
Well, you remember what Jack said. If he'd questioned Sandfield, there wouldn't have been any answers tonight, tomorrow, or ever. Yeah, I'm sorry he's leaving. And I'm glad.
no doubt that we'll hear more about the charming Sandfield Malone. Mert will see to that. However, we still don't know the whole truth about him. Has he really quit the Duffy Gang? Be sure to listen to the next thrilling chapter in the story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.